I do have a bridge to sell, actually. Today is Thursday, the 22nd of August, 2019. Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is the 234th day of the year, 131 days remaining till the end of the year, 32 days until autumn begins, 194 days until primaries, and 439 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:32 this morning. The sun sets at 7:52 tonight. We have 13 hours and 20 minutes of daylight to play in today. Solar transit at 1:12, the first low tide at 10:09 this morning, the next high tide at 4:56 this afternoon, and the final low tide at 11:36 tonight. The moon is currently 61.4% visible, a waning gibbous moon. Will have a new moon on Friday, the 30th of August. Today is Be an Angel Day, Black Women's Equal Pay Day, National Bow Day, National Burger Day in the United Kingdom, National Eat a Peach Day, National Pecan Torte Day, Tooth Fairy Day, Never Been Better Day, Southern Hemisphere Hootie Hoo Day, Take Your Cat to the Vet Day, and World Plant Milk Day. Today is also Flag Day in Russia, and it's Madras Day in Chennai and Tamil Nadu in India, as it was on this day in 1639. Madras, now Chennai, India, is founded by the British East India Company on a sliver of land bought from local Nayak rulers. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Claude Debussy, George Harriman, Dorothy Parker, Henri Cartier-Bresson, David Dellinger, John Lee Hooker, Ray Bradbury, Karlheinz Stockhausen, Annie Proulx, Valerie Harper, Donna Jean Godshaw, Cindy Williams, Tori Amos, and Kirsten Wig. On this day in history, in 1932, the British Broadcasting Corporation conducted its first experimental television broadcast using a 30-line mechanical system. And in 1956, President Dwight D. Eisenhower and Vice President Richard Nixon were nominated for second terms in office by the Republican National Convention in San Francisco. More up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. And it's 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. Most schools will be serving the barbecue chicken drumstick with cheesy rice, the chicken teriyaki, the pancakes with omelet, and the turkey cheddar sandwich, and something new to the menu, the garlic lime roasted corn. In most schools, some schools will also be offering as an alternative or in addition, the chicken or veggie burrito, the cheese tamal and refried beans, the chicken Caesar salad and flatbread, plantains, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. You may also be interested to know that schools will be closed on Monday, September 2nd to celebrate and observe Labor Day here in the United States. Also, you can go to sfusd.edu for the latest news on everything going on in the San Francisco School District. Also, very good report on the controversies over the murals at George Washington High School from our news team on Cross Currents. Go to the front page of KALW.org and scroll down a little bit and find the radical history of the murals at George Washington High School. It's a very good report. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock. More BBC news this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. An anti-vaccine activist shoved a California state senator on the streets of Sacramento the other day. No one was hurt. What happened was a man live-streamed himself as he followed and tried to talk about vaccines with State Senator Richard Pan. He's a Democrat. He represents people of Sacramento. He's also a pediatrician. Senator Pan smiled but did not answer the anti-vaxxers' questioning. The man then shoved the senator in the back. The man was cited with misdemeanor assault. That small plane crash in the ocean off of Half Moon Bay the other day, well, the pilot survived and he's okay. He's a bit of a reputation of being a thrill seeker. Fellow's name is David Lesh. He's no relation to Phil Lesh. Says he didn't mean to dive into the sea intentionally. He claims that his single-engine Cessna had the wrong kind of gas, which caused the motor to fail and lose control. He says he has airplane insurance. He had bought the plane recently for $200,000. David Lesh's past troubles include being cited for chasing a moose in Colorado in 2014 and for setting fire to shopping carts in Boulder for a video. He's also quite the downhill speed skier. The salmon are back. People who fish in California say this is one of the best seasons in the years, thanks to heavy rain and snow that not only ended our drought, but also made it easier for the fish to migrate from streams and rivers to the Pacific Ocean. Catching and selling Chinook salmon, also known as king salmon, helps the economies of many fishing communities along our coast. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04, and we have a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition is next. Support for NPR News comes from iDrive, maker of Remote PC, providing real-time remote access to PCs, Macs, and servers from anywhere. For use when telecommuting or for remote management, learn more at remotepc.com/NPR. Mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, highs in the lower 60s to the mid-70s here in the city, upper 70s to the mid-70s around the bay with west winds up to 20 miles per hour.